shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That includes trumps.
Now listen to this. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How then shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Without a preacher. Oh, without a preacher. 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Man. For the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But of them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren. Do you see it? How that not many wise men after the flesh. Amen. Not many. Not many. Amen. Wise men after the flesh are called. Not many mighty. Not many noble, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Talking about preaching. That's what he's talking about. Paul was in earshot of the guillotine that would take his head. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. I don't have long to stay here. My preaching days are just about over, he told the young preacher. And now the last words of the holy sainted apostle, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. What would he have for the young preacher in his closing remarks? Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That means preach the word when it's convenient and preach the word when it's inconvenient. Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes it comes easy to preach. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth. Hallelujah. But you got to preach anyhow. Preaching's the only thing that's going to change this old world. Preaching's the only thing that's going to change this old church. Come on. Preaching, I told you the other night, the only thing that's going to perfect the church. Amen. But time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure's at hand. Last words of the apostle was, Preach the word. Praise God. Preach the word. How shall they hear? The writer Paul again to the Romans in Romans chapter 10. Without a preacher. Amen. What is preaching? It's foolishness to the wise of this world. It's foolishness to the Greeks. It's foolishness to men. It's foolishness to the learned. It's foolishness to this world. They don't like it. Amen. A lot of church folks don't like it either. But we got to have preaching. Preaching's the only thing that'll change things. Amen. Sing, if you will, that's good because there's a ministry in singing. One of the biggest books in the Bible is a song book, and it's full of messianic prophecy and gospel preaching, holiness preaching even. Yes, sir. Amen. And so one great preacher said that if his preachers didn't know how to sing, he would try to teach them how to sing. Amen. So sometimes a preacher needs to sing a little. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of people that kind of stutter, but they can sing. If they learn anything by heart, they can sing. Praise God. And so a fellow was trying to give a very important message to somebody, and he said, "Wait a minute, sing it, son, sing it." Praise God. If you could just get him a tune and sing it, he could get it out. Praise God. Brother Havis Crawford, when he still stuttered and couldn't carry on a conversation, he found out under the anointing of God, he could sing. And could he ever sing? He would sing under the anointing of the Spirit. I've heard him, and then he'd make ugly faces trying to tell you the most rudimentary story. And he'd open his mouth a dozen times trying to say one word. But he could sing. And one night, under the anointing, singing, praise God, the Spirit of God moved on him, and he said, "If I'm ever going to preach, I better do it now, praise God." And he began to preach, and he could preach without stuttering, amen, and he went clear out of it. And he come back to himself out in the middle of the floor preaching. And he said, "God, let me do that again, only this time don't take me clear out of here. Let me hear myself." And God let him do it again, praise God. And he even let him hear himself preaching, praise God. He sung his way through when he couldn't tell you his name. And then after a while, God came on him and anointed him to preach. Praise God. And God still anoints men to preach. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to save, I was sitting in the back of the tent. I didn't go to enjoy preaching. I didn't go to the meeting that night because I wanted to hear preaching. I went to see the rest of the kids and to play around outside the old tent. 14 years old. I walked in that tent and sat down about halfway back. Amen. And Sister Hazel Jackson got up and said, "Jesus is coming soon. The Jews were declared a nation back in May." This is July. Amen. May the 8th, they were declared a nation, she said. And that means Jesus is coming soon. And as she gave that altar call that night, God used the words that woman said to get a hold of my heart, and I got saved. Somebody preaching the coming of the Lord a little bit in an altar call, and I got saved. Praise God. Most things will be taken care of in the church with preaching. All most churches need to see is the pastor and his wife setting an example, and then preaching it under the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And People may hate and despise holiness preaching, amen, but God can come along just at the right time, and under the anointing of God, they can preach that a woman ought not to cut her hair, that the Bible said it is a shame for a man to have long hair, and if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, and preach the word of God under the anointing of the Spirit, and some folks will do it. Most things will be taken care of in church by preaching. Praise God. Preach the word. You don't have to get out on some harebrained limb. Amen. Just preach the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, you'll be balanced if you preach the word. Praise God. I mean, you'll be able to discern, hallelujah, the truth and the fable. Come on. You'll be able to eat the meat and spit out the bones. Praise God. Jake Smith used to go here to church. His wife's a very bashful woman, hardly ever came. Amen. But Jake, eating Thanksgiving dinner, swallowed a turkey bone and wound up in the hospital. Stuttering Jake Smith. Amen. And I went in, and his wife was sitting to the bed, and she was so red-faced and embarrassed that I came in, and Jake was in the hospital. And she just had a conversation with Jake. Jake, ain't I a good cook? Jake stuttered out, yeah. And she said, Jake, if I'm a good cook, do you have to eat the bones? She was embarrassed because Jake swallowed them bones and wound up in the hospital with a turkey bone in his gizzard. Amen. And she thought it was a reflection on her cooking. Nobody blamed Sister Smith for it. Amen. Well, Jake's gone now. Amen. A lot of folks that once decorated these pews are gone now. Amen. And you know what? A whole bunch of them has gone on. They fell in love with the holiness preaching that came through these doors. Amen. And down these aisles and behind this pulpit for years and years and years. Praise God. Amen. And God helped a lot of people because somebody preached the word. Somebody preached the word. If it had a lip, granny, it's a wonderful thing to be called of God to preach the word. Preach separation from the world. Preach to people, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You preach it on the anointing of God to separate yourself from the world. And praise God, Brother Hughes, somebody will hear it. Somebody will do it. Amen. But you gotta have a preacher. How shall we hear without a preacher? Amen. Glory to God. Hey, I guess some are like the fellow that was courting this girl, and he'd asked her to marry him a time or two, and she wouldn't marry him because he was a preacher. And she didn't tell him that. Well, one night she got to hear him preach. And he got up and preached. He took her home that night. And he asked her again if she'd marry him. She said, yes. You will? Yes. He said, how come? Said, all these other times I asked you, you said no. And tonight you said yes. And she said, well, said, I always said I never would marry a preacher, but after I heard you preach tonight, I found out you're not enough preacher to hurt. Amen. Hey, don't sell nobody short, gals. Amen. Some of the most stumbling, blundering, stuttering specimens of human flesh, praise God, have practiced the calling. Amen. They tuned their memory. Praise God. They memorized their poetry. Hallelujah. And they got down their firstlies and their secondlies and their thirdlies and fourthlies and fifthlies. Praise God. And some that even I didn't think would make it, made it. Because God called them. Amen. Don't worry if somebody called you, daddy called and mama sent, or mama called and daddy sent. Preach the word. Go ahead and preach it anyway. Hallelujah. Preach God's Bible. Praise God. Be like L.D. Moore when he landed on a street corner preaching. The policeman walked up to him and said, "What in the world are you doing?" And he said, "I'm preaching God's Bible." He said, "Go right ahead." Hallelujah. He thought he was going to try to stop him. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. There's nothing like it, folks, in all this world. Preaching the word under the anointing of God. How in the world of our precious young converts going to change for the better unless somebody lives it, somebody preaches it? How in the world, if we don't preach it, are they going to ascertain what's right and what's wrong? Amen. Unless somebody preaches it, it may be against God's will for you to give your time to the frivolities of this world, to King's Island and Disney World and Water World and the roller rink and the pool hall and the video parlor. Come on. Amen. You know, a lot of people don't know those things are wrong. Amen. Hey, there's gambling everywhere. There's sin everywhere. Everywhere you look at all these places, it's filled with iniquity. Amen. And you're caught in the middle. It's better unless you go to drag somebody out to stay away from most of the places of this world. I've missed the Butler County Fair for 24 years, drove right by it. Amen. I've missed the big rides at King's Island every year. Amen. They say they've even got a beach down there. I don't know. I haven't been. I haven't ventured in. I got trapped one time in some situation like that, and one time cured me. Hallelujah. Amen. I got down here, man, the biggest attraction in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas in August was the Mammoth Spring Annual Soldiers and Sailors Reunion with the biggest carnival in the country. Big country band from down at Memphis, Tennessee, Slim and Speck Rhodes, came to Mammoth Spring when I was a kid every year. Amen. And I was walking across the midway, a young Christian, just a 14, 15-year-old Christian. Amen. Walking across the midway of the Mammoth Spring Annual Reunion. Amen. The carnival was going full blast. The first soft serve ice cream I ever tasted was at that carnival. They had one of those machines, amen, that yucked that out, amen, into that cone and filled it up with a curl on top. Man, then they came along with the Dairy Queen later and they had those machines, with a curl on top. I thought, man, it ain't nothing. And Nothing like it. Well, walking across the... Had been there all of my life when I could go. Amen. And Dorothy Shaver, she got to go to the reunion. She got out of school at noon. She ate her lunch early. Dorothy Shaver was one of the big kids in school. She's the one that was gnawing that white roast mirror. And I was watching every bite. And when she got done, I saw that cob was all shaggy with those grains that wasn't all eaten. And I said, "Can I have that cob?" And Dorothy giggled and she gave me that cob. And I gnawed on that cob, amen, for the longest, because we was hungry. I asked Dorothy. She wound up in the same rest home my mama was in. She was younger than my mama, but she had tried to get by without going to the rest home, and she couldn't make it, so she wound up back there twice, and I'd go see her, and I'd say, "Dorothy, you remember me asking you for that cob?" And she giggled and said, "Yes." Amen. No, that Dorothy got to get out of school early and go to the reunion. Boy, that was a big thing in our part of the country. Here I am, a young Christian walking across the midway of the biggest carnival that could come to town, and the Spirit of God moved on me, and something, a dark spirit came on me, a voice from inside, condemnation. And I said, "Lord, if that's the way you feel about this, I'll never go back." I was working for Ray Cathy. Ray Cathy liked me so good, when the thrashing was over, he took me home with him to help me, help him feed the hogs and feed the cattle. Amen. And reunion time come, and he thought he would treat me. And he took me in his pickup truck to the Mammoth Spring annual reunion. And he was surprised to death when I stayed in the truck and sat in the truck all the time they was at the reunion. I got trapped one more time. Dad got us all in a car. It was the Oregon County Fair. Amen. Going on at Thayer, Missouri. Boy, they was having a big one on the ball field at Thayer, Missouri. Dad got all us kids in the car. Amen. I was catching me a ride to church, and he didn't stop at church. He wound that car right on into the fair and right on into the carnival. And he thought we all ought to go to the fair. And so I thought, well, maybe since it's a fair, it won't be too bad. And I got out of the car, and it was the same stuff, same gambling, same games of chance, same atmosphere. Amen. I didn't get caught in that trap anymore. From that day to this, praise God. Amen. Oh, the Lord condemned me. The Lord spoke to my heart. The Lord told me to separate from the world. If I'd have frittered my time away in the world, I wouldn't have been here tonight. I want to tell you, young people, if you waste your time in the days of your youth in the frivolous passing things of this world, you'll never amount to 2 cents for God. You'll never get to first base for God. If I hadn't separated from the world and begin to seek the Holy Ghost all out for God, hitchhiking to every revival that was going on, didn't make any difference who was preaching or where the revival was. Amen. I wouldn't have made it this far. Amen. But God preached to my heart. God. Amen. Ralph Laster's talking. Some of us boys, young Christians, Ralph walked on crutches. His brother was a preacher. His other brother was the leader in the old Field Creek church. The Lasters was prominent people in the Field Creek church. Amen. And Ralph began to talk about God condemning him of going to the show. God condemning him of certain things. And I thought, does God do that? Yes, God does do that. Amen. Saints of God, you're a preacher too. Mom, you're a preacher too. Dad, you're a preacher too. Deacons, you're preachers too. And the Bible speaks of them being apt to teach. Amen. And my son-in-law told about his brother, Carl, last night, in charge of the sports program, Assembly of God Church up there in that city where he lived, Wisconsin. I think it is. Amen. And he was drinking and doing drugs, living with a woman that wasn't married to, and wouldn't even open the door when Jim went to see him and knocked on his door. Carl wouldn't even open the door because he was ashamed of the lifestyle he was living. He didn't want his own brother to see it. And I was reminded, J.D., we walked to church together, sought God together, separated from the world together. In those early days, we quit fishing on Sunday. Praise God, we decided that it wasn't God's will for us to fish on Sunday. A couple of kids decided it wasn't God's will. God was talking to our heart. Amen. But Jay got offended because a certain family in the church didn't want him marrying their daughter, didn't want him dating their daughter, and Jay joined the Navy. First two times he came home on furlough, he came to church, and then when he came home, he didn't come to church anymore. Jay lost out with God out there in California in the Navy, away from home and away from church, lost out with God. Amen. Meanwhile, amen, Martha involved in divorce, and he comes home and the girl he wanted all the time is free now. And he got her. But it wasn't what he thought it would be. You see, no matter who you marry, it can't take the place of God in your life. No matter who you date, you can't let that come between you and convictions and God's will for your life. Jay and Martha married. They had some children. I wanted to see Jay come back to God because we'd hitchhike church, get out right beside him when he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so there's a whole revival for Brother Qualbaum and Independence. And I went by to see Jay. Jay had stopped at the liquor store on the way home from work. And Jay wouldn't wake up. He played like he was asleep. He wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't even open his eyes. Amen. Well, I didn't let it deter me. I went back to see him. Amen. I reminded him of how he was once saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And he interrupted him. He said, I thought I was. He was. He was, but when you lose out with God, you refuse to listen to God, and you quit going to church and hear good godly preaching, you're going to change. Your lifestyle's going to change. As long as you hear preaching, God will meet your need right in church. How shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. He left Martha tied in with another woman. Amen. He didn't pay child support. He got picked up on the streets of Thayer, Missouri on a DUI. And they run the computer on him and took him straight to jail for 3 years for not paying child support. Some of us decided that Jay had been in jail long enough. There's enough of us, we decide we'd all chip in and help him to pay up. And you know what? He wouldn't take it. No, he said, I'm not going to do that, sir. I'm just going to lay it out in jail. He laid it out in jail. 3 years. Wouldn't even let us pay him out. Amen. We'd all chipped in $100 apiece. Got him out of jail. Satisfied the law. Amen. He wouldn't do it. Today he's the only one that's left in that side of the family of the men. And he's still not saved. If you ever get to where you don't like good preaching, you don't like Bible teaching, you don't like the Word of God, amen, you ain't got a chance of a June bug in a chicken yard of making it to heaven. How shall they hear without a preacher? We gotta have preaching. I gotta have preaching. Even the preachers need preaching. Even Timothy need Paul preaching. Preach the word, be instant in season out of season. Get into their hardness like a good soldier. For how shall they hear without a preacher? Let's stand, Father. Challenge our hearts, Lord God, tonight. Oh, God, to love the Word of God, to love the Bible, to love the truth of heaven that saves, that sanctifies, that cleanses. Praise God. And will eventually glorify those that trust in God and stay with the book.